Hey, welcome to the Contractor Fight podcast. I actually forgot a minute what the heck we called this thing. It is beginning of January 2018, if you're listening to this for the first time. Really, if you're listening to this in June of 2018, then I guess it's really not January of 2018. So I'm recording this to be released as the first podcast in 2018. How's that? Is that better? All right, good. So listen, here's the dealio. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about some lessons that I've learned that I'm going to take with me into 2018. And I just thought I would share what's going on in my mind a little bit with you guys. And maybe there's one or two things here that you can adopt and make your own as well. Before I do that, I want to encourage you to, if you've been on the bubble about joining our Contractor Sales Academy, this is the time to do it for a couple reasons. Number one, anytime we find ourselves going, man, I should really do this, that's usually a sign that you should really do it. So do it because it's right, but also do it because we're actually raising the price on January 9th. So you have a few days to get in and grandfather in for all of 2018 at the 2017 price. So save yourself some money and get the help you need to grow your business. Listen, we are all about helping you gain control of your business. And it starts with the sales process, and we work your mindset, we work the processes in your business, we give you a community so you're not feeling alone anymore, so that you can build the type of business that you're proud of. Listen, so many times I hear from contractors over and over and over, and guys, I've been there, that, you know, I feel like I'm letting my family down. I feel like I'm working so hard and I have nothing to show for it after all these years, okay? And I'm telling you right now, you become the average of the people you hang out with. As one of my partners, Derek Johnson, says, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Guys, get around a community that's going to push you, encourage you, equip you to grab 2018 and beyond by the horns. The stuff you will learn, the mindsets you will learn, the techniques, the strategies of building a business that you will learn in the Contractor Sales Academy will not just make you another, truthfully, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 in 2018, but these strategies and mindsets will actually help you generate millions of dollars of profit over your career, millions more than what you would normally do. Okay, so the longer you wait, the more money this thing costs you on opportunity costs, if that makes sense. So anyway, go to ContractorSalesAcademy.com, click the button to sign up, get in, and start changing your life. Now, with that, I also now want to get into a little bit of some things that I learned in 2017 that I hope that you carry with you. I got some exciting things going on, first of all, on the podcast here. I am looking to change the format of the show a little bit. So I'm going to do some experimentation because I know that we can do better. And I want to be better. I don't like being mediocre. Does nothing for me, does nothing for you. And so with that, I'll get into that, one of those format changes at the very end of this episode here today. I'll kind of tell you what we're going to do, and it includes audience involvement. So that means you getting involved if you choose to. So one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to be doing more interviews with people in my world that are not just podcast guests, that are authors and, you know, other contractor people that are successful and stuff, which we're still going to do a handful of that throughout the year because obviously that's relevant. But I'm going to bring you into my world a little bit and the people that I rub shoulders with more often because I think there's a lot of value that you can capitalize on when you hear from the people that I'm close to, the people that work with me, the people on my team and things like that. So I'm excited about that. Look for a little bit of experimentation when it comes to the length of episodes. Man, we're busy, aren't we? And listen, we choose to be busy, but there's just a lot of shit that we all got to do every day, every week. And so I'm looking to, in the right moments, shorten these episodes so that we can give you more stuff, more value, more actionable advice and all that stuff in a shorter amount of time. Okay. So that being said, there's some formatting things that we're still kind of working on in the background here that I'm excited about. So the things that I learned in 2017, that I'm taking with me into 2018. The first thing, and some of these things, listen, we've heard before, we've known them, and then we had to relearn them in some way, shape, or form. But for me, the number one lesson is that the truth will set you free. You know, and we talk about it a lot in the Contractor Fight Facebook group, where, you know, the first thing you got to do when you join the group is own your crap. And there were things in my life personally and professionally in 2017 that I needed to own. I needed to get truthful about. And that truth is, done nothing but produce better days on the back end of it. It's never easy coming face to face with some of the facts in your life. Maybe you got relationship issues, right? That you got to get honest about. Maybe your health, which was one of my personal ones. Listen, I lift and swing kettlebells and do stuff like that. I coach football. I'm a pretty dang active guy. But one of the things that I had to get real about was that I had not, even though I was working out, I was not healthy. And so I wasn't sleeping enough. I had let my morning habits and morning routine go to shit. And I just became reactive instead of proactive in my health, in my day, the way I use my time. And it affected everything. It affected relationships, it affected my health, it affected my business, and on and on. Another area that I had to get honest about was, if you listen back to when we rebranded the podcast to the Contractor Fight, I shared about how for years I knew that I needed to change my brand. And you can go back and listen to that. I forget the episode. It's like 100, 101, somewhere in there. 102, 99. I don't know. Whatever. So, and once I got real with that, and then I took action with that truth that something needed to change on the branding side of things, my world exploded. The Contractor Sales Academy grew. My community online grew. I'm having more of an impact, not just, in my life, in the lives of you guys and of the people that are in our groups, our free and paid communities and things like that, which we're having way more of an impact, which has been amazing. But I'm having more of an impact in my own life because I have clarity and I have a peace that I hadn't had before because I finally got real. So listen, lesson here is, own your crap. The truth will set you free. Don't hide anymore. Ain't as bad as you think it is on the other end of it. And so whatever it is right now that you're sitting here as you're listening to this and you're going, man, I got to get real about this thing, whatever it is, just do it. Just get real about it. Because the longer you wait, the stronger the fear becomes of doing it. You're going to justify all the reasons why you're not going to, get truthful about something. And, listen, time is the number one fuel for fear. The longer you wait, the more fear is going to grow and you're going to make excuses. All right. Number two, second thing that I learned in 2017 that I am taking with me into 2018 is that as contractors, we are in a fight. Man, we are in a brawl. And it's easy to think that this fight is with the clients and it's with the public perception of what a contractor is. Over and over and over, you hear every time you see a news story about a contractor, it's a bad thing. And there's this stereotype that we're a bunch of guys that drink too much, rip people off, don't stand behind work, we're slobs. You go on and on and on. Or, we feel like we're in a fight with our clients. You know, oh, they're not paying me my final payment, or they're always bitching about how my price is too high, and they're shopping me, and they're hiring the lowballer, and there's all this, yeah, there's that fight where we think it's this, these external things, you guys, but the true fight is that we have a fight between our ears every single day, and the fight is with ourselves more than it is with anything outside of us. You know, it's a fight with the bullshit stories that we tell ourselves, that we're stupid, we're not smart enough, you know, oh, I can't turn my business around because I don't have a business education, or, you know, I can't do this because if you fill in the blank. And whatever that story is, that's the bullshit story that's holding you back. And that's what you got to wage war on first and foremost, because once you get your head right, then you're going to be, and you own your crap, like we talked about a minute ago, then you are going to go ahead and be able to see clearly the way that your crap, your shit, your bullshit stories are affecting your customers, your potential customers, your employees, and all that. And you'll start to see that your stories will change when you work on ourselves. Because listen, we impose these limits on ourselves because, you know, we simply tell ourselves the wrong stories every day. Like, and I'll give you an example. Some of these stories are, well, my area, you know, a painter can't get $1,000 to paint a room. Or in my trade, it's just, it'll never fly like that. You know, you can't pre-qualify people on the phone. Or everybody's so cheap. All customers want are the cheap contractor. See, these are stories. There's no good guys out there. There's nobody in my whole city of 3 million people that has a good work ethic and wants to work. These are the types of stories, okay, that are external stories. And then you get internal stories. I'm not enough. I don't know enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough money. I don't have this. I don't have this. Okay, it's you're limiting yourself. You're putting handcuffs on yourselves. Okay, so that's a fight that you got to wage war with, guys. We are in a fight, and it's with your thinking first and foremost. The other way that we're in a fight is, and I wrote here in my notes, the bait. How often do we take the bait? And what I mean by that is we are just too often not disciplined enough to grow our businesses. We don't do the things day in and day out that we need to do. We don't, you know, starting with our thinking, our routines, how we spend our time and what we say yes to, what we say no to. You know, we're so distracted all the time, and it's because we don't have clarity, and I'm going to get into that later. All right, so the fight is with yourself. The fight is not with the outside world. It is first and foremost with you. You learn to control your mind. You learn to control yourself, and you control the things that you can control and get 1% better. I guarantee you, you will absolutely rock your business and rock your life in a positive way. Third realization that I've learned, and I learned it over the Christmas break here, we did a quick little in and out of the Midwest, saw some family on both sides of, you know, my wife and my side, literally a couple days at each place. And then we're driving back to Colorado here, leaving here in an hour or so. This is just kind of a last minute realization. Now, listen, let me just say, I'm very grateful for family. I'm very grateful for the time and energy and money that family spends on gifts. You know, for me, I'm just going to talk about me right now. But man, it just hit me this morning when I woke up and I was packing my stuff and I had these gifts from the holiday, that there's really not, I can't think of one tangible thing in the world, like honest to God, one thing in the world right now that I want. Like I'm just not a stuff guy, and these gifts that I have basically made my life more difficult. Like now I have to fucking find room for this shit. Okay. Pardon my French. And that's how I feel about stuff. I have my computer. I got my phone. I've got, you know, something to write on. I got my kettlebell. I got some clothes. I don't know. I'm thinking of the stuff I already have, right? I got a water bottle. There's nothing that I look at, nothing that I see in a magazine or on TV or the latest thing that comes out that I ever think, oh my God, I got to have that thing. And I'm actually fired up by this. And because to me, what I do want is I do want freedom. I do want to have a choice of how I spend my time. I want to be able to pick up and move and not have a bunch of shit to lug along with me. And my family, every year or so, we actually do a purge. We go through all our stuff and we get rid of it. And our goal is to not have a lot of stuff. Now, when my kids get out on their own, they can do whatever the hell they want. But we're the type of family that just doesn't have a lot of stuff. And I don't even know what the point of this is. I'm making it up as I go right now because it just hit me this morning before I recorded this. But I'm taking that with me, that I don't not even need stuff. I don't even want stuff. I don't want unnecessary shit. And I know we talk about that a lot in the Sales Academy and other programs I do where we talk about carrying a light pack in your overhead. I guess this is a light pack issue. Like, I don't want to, you know, carry, or I don't want to climb Pike's Peak with a bowling ball in my backpack. What the hell am I going to use a bowling ball on Pike's Peak for? Okay. I want to bring the essential things. And I carry that over to my life is I don't want to have just a lot of stuff and life, business, in my mind, all that other stuff. I don't want clutter. I don't want unnecessary things. So with that, I have realized as I've looked back over this past year, one of the things I've done is I've gotten way better at saying no to stuff, not just material things, but like how I spend my time. Like somebody might want to go, hey, I heard you on the podcast and I live in Colorado Springs too. Can you have coffee? And I'm like, no, we can't. And it doesn't mean I'm trying to be a dick. It doesn't mean I don't like you and I don't appreciate you listening to the show or whatever it is. But it means that I have to be violently protective of my time. Because if I'm not, I'm going to say yes to all the wrong things and all the things that are important that are going to move me and my family and my life forward and my business forward and all the goals that I have and this and that are going to get pushed aside because I'm saying yes to too many things. So, lesson here is you're probably doing a lot of things that you don't need to do, and you probably have a lot of shit that you don't need to have. Side note here, I'm speaking to all you landscaper guys that think you need to have all these damn trucks and all this equipment and all these unnecessary payments for shit that you use like four times a year.
Hey, how do you know that you're having a sales problem? You know, just because you have a high closing rate and you have work on the calendar doesn't mean that your sales are dialed in. In fact, I've found with the hundreds of people that I've worked with over the years that some of the indicators of having a sales problem are things like tension at home over the finances, or, you know, maybe you're missing deadlines on projects. You can't find and keep winners and grow your team. So you feel like you're starting over every year from scratch, building your team. Maybe you don't have an emergency fund set up in your business, or your debt just continues to grow and climb and you never get off that debt hamster wheel. Well, listen, whatever it is for you that you're feeling, take a look in the mirror and really get clear and honest about where you're at with your business and consider checking out the Contractor Sales Academy. See, it's possible to go from low and unprofitable sales to plenty of high profit work. It's possible to go from having no systems and processes in place, which cost you money, all right, to, you know, creating a well-oiled profit machine. It's possible to go from not being able to find and keep kick-ass people for your team, to go from that to building a strong and growing team of winners. Head to the ContractorSalesAcademy.com, www.ContractorSalesAcademy.com/podcast, and you'll be able to fill out a quick little form and see if becoming part of this kick-butt community is a good fit for you. ContractorSalesAcademy.com/podcast, and I look forward to getting on the phone with you and seeing if the Contractor Sales Academy is a good fit for you moving forward in your business. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Anyway, back into the podcast here. Don't carry unnecessary crap around with you mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever. All right. Fourth thing I'm carrying with me in a stronger way than ever. And I know I talk about this a lot, and I'm going to be talking about it more. And the fourth thing here is fanatical clarity. Holy cow. Listen, when we are clear on who we are and what our non-negotiables are and how we're going to spend our time and who we're going to hang out with and who gets to work in our company and what our goals are and, you know, who's not a client for us and on and on and on. The more clarity you can get in your life, a couple amazing things are going to happen. Number one, you're not going to waste your days. You're not going to waste your minutes and your hours, which turns into days, weeks, months, and years, right? Okay. And I can't stand wasting my time. And so with that, you're also going to gain confidence, because the more clarity you have about the things I mentioned before, the more confident of a human being you're going to be. And confidence is attractive. Okay. So those of you that are trying to meet a girl or whatever and get married and stuff, listen, you want to be more attractive, be confident. All right. People are going to hire you and pay you more money when you're more confident, and on and on and on and on. Clarity is frickin' king. It is king. And listen, special shout out here to my buddy. There's so many people here, but in particular, in the beginning of June of 2017, a friend of mine, Ryan Mickler, who is the founder of the Order of Man podcast and movement, which is a monstrous movement of men around the world that are doing great things, building great relationships, growing stronger in every area of their life because of the work that Ryan is doing. And he was on my podcast. I was on his podcast, you know, well over a year ago. And we've developed a relationship over the last couple years. Ryan called me out. I'm in one of his groups. He has a paid coaching group that I jumped into called the Iron Council, and I highly recommend that for you guys that are listening. But one of his tangent programs from the Iron Council was a 6-week course we took on building community and some things like that and blah, blah, blah. And so I jumped in, got some coaching, and within the first week, he had just called me out, and he was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back to help me rebrand my business that I'm not going to go into right now. But I want to give first just props to Ryan for just calling my bullshit and really being the thing. You know, my wife and my buddy Neil and so many other people have been on me for a long time, even including myself, to rebrand. And Ryan was the one that just came in with a sledgehammer and was like, you know, dude, I've known you for 2 years and I don't even know what the hell you do. That's a problem. Okay. So, get around people that are going to help you get clarity and surround. So back to what I said earlier, when you surround yourself with the right people, you get one little nugget. You hear something a certain way that's a game changer for you. And that's why it's so important to have a strong community around you. All right. So fight for clarity. Don't be lazy. Don't be mentally lazy with clarity. Oh, I just want to make more money. Okay, that's bullshit. Why do you want to make more money? Well, I want to, you know, provide for my family. Okay, why do you want to provide for your family? Keep going why. Ask why 5 times after every answer, and that'll help you get closer to what your real why is and what your clarity is. Okay, second, or number five here, kind of piggybacks with the fanatical clarity that I'm bringing with me into 2018, is fanatical consistency. You know, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I wrote a blog, and I might have even done a show on it. The two most important words in business are clarity and consistency. Listen, if you are super clear on where you're going, and you wake up every day and make the donuts, those of you that are over 40 know what I'm talking about, if you ever saw a Dunkin' Donuts commercial, it's time to make the donuts. It's the unsexy work. It's you get up and you grind. And you do what needs to be done each and every day. And you develop those habits consistently. When you do that, good stuff happens over time. It compounds. And so, again, because of my relationships and the people that I hang out with and the people that call me higher and challenge me, and the conversations when we have over a bourbon or whatever it is, because I hang out with people that think at a different level than me, it causes me to think differently. And then I'm challenged and I'm like, wow, you know, I thought I had clarity. No, I don't. I guess I didn't. Wow. I thought I had consistency, but now that I've, you know, measured, you know, myself against, you know, what my buddy's doing here, you know, I'm really, not shamed. I'm not coming from a point of shame, like, oh, compare myself to somebody else and I'm a loser. And it's not that it at all. It's exposing that I have work to do, that I have room to grow, that, the only reason that I've hit my ceiling is I've not expanded, you know, the house. I didn't rip the roof off and put an addition on the top of the place. All right. And that's what hanging around the right people does. And so you got to be consistent in doing the right things day in and day out. Okay. Number six, I think we're on here, that I'm bringing with me. And this is the final one. So if you're like, come on, Tom, finish this damn podcast, drag it on. This is the last thing. Gratitude. I believe I talked about this last year too. See, every year I level up in these areas, man. I am seeing in myself a pattern over the last year that, although I'm thankful for the things I have, that I haven't even scratched the surface of what it means to just be a grateful human being on a regular basis. I still find myself whining and bitching about the way something is or isn't in my life, in my business, whatever. I'm so mission focused that I forget to wake up every day and just go, hey, got a new day. Good things are going to happen today. I got a lot to be thankful for. And what really exposed this was, was the past football season. In case you don't know, I coach high school football in Colorado Springs. I took over a struggling program that was 1-9 before I got here. They've won like 23 games in 10 years before I got here. And we went 0-10. We actually got worse in my first year. And what I found personally was there was a point in the season where I just felt myself growing more and more bitter. And I wasn't enjoying the journey. I wasn't enjoying the process. I wasn't enjoying just being around the guys. And it was a couple week period where it really hit me, and I didn't like who I was becoming. And it really woke me up to the fact that, man, we got to enjoy the journey here. So whatever you're going through in your business, whatever I'm going through in my business, my life, whatever, I'm personally looking for the good. I'm personally looking for, okay, something doesn't go as planned. You know, asking myself, you know, all right, it's frustrating, whatever, but where's the lesson in this? Or just being, it's okay to be indifferent, just going, hey, it's not going the way I think it is, but it ain't the end of the world. Who knows? This could be something that could turn out to be really awesome. And so one of the things I'm doing to keep gratitude front and center is I started keeping a gratitude journal where I spend about 5 minutes a morning writing in it, just a couple bullet points, couple sentences, some things like that. And I started it on my own, just in a blank, you know, lined journal. And then over the Christmas break here, I got a package from my bookkeeper, Gina, who I believe picked the brain of Travis, the podcast producer. Thank you, Travis. So between the two of them, I guess she got the idea that I might want a gratitude journal called the 5-Minute Journal. And I first heard about it on Tim Ferriss's podcast or in one of his books or something. And so I got that and been using that for about a week now, and it's kick ass. So Google the 5-Minute Journal, and because it's just, you know, it's not this big scary amount of time that you need. I literally spend 5 minutes or less first thing in the morning and last thing at night, jotting some things down, and it just works on your brain, works on your subconscious, starts training you to, not just recognize the things in your life that you need to be grateful for, but also creates new thought patterns that are going to help you get out of your funk quicker and things like that when you're being a moron. All right, so those are just a few things that I'm taking with me into 2018. Now, the one big thing that we're going to try, and I don't know how long we're going to do it. See, this is me being okay with changing course if we need to. Just this is an example that I'm going to try something, and I don't have to be married to it for the whole year. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give this 3 episodes, 3 months, 1 episode a month. I am going to be interviewing one of you that has a problem in your business, one of you that is on the hamster wheel. You are, the sky is falling. I don't know what to do. I'm not making money. I can't keep people. Whatever issue it is you have in your business, I am going to open it up. And once a month, I'm going to do a 30-minute live coaching session that we are going to air on the show. And so if you're listening to this and you're going, holy crap, I would love to get 30 minutes of coaching on this issue of my business and pick Tom's brain and all that stuff, then send an email to Tom, T-O-M, at thecontractorfight.com, Tom at thecontractorfight.com, and make your case. That's the application. You can send me a video. You can send me an email. You can get creative, whatever it is. But send me something, and I will filter through them, and I will pick somebody that I feel that I can help the most in a 30-minute period of time on the show. And the reason we're doing it live on the show is so that we can help other people, because I guarantee you that whatever problems you're having, other people are having, and I want to make sure that we can have the biggest impact that we can. So if you are at all interested in getting a little bit of help live on the fly with me, what we'll do is we'll do a video conference. We'll look each other in the eye. We'll have a conversation for about a half an hour, and we will pick apart some things in your business, some things in you, and help you get a little bit better. So send me an email, make your case, share your annual revenue, how much money you're bringing in a year, how many people you got in the business, how much money you're paying yourself, how long you've been in the game. Give me as much detail as you can about your business. And in turn, I will get you on the show, and we will deal with something. We will identify the thing that is the first domino that you need to hit in order to fix all the other crap in your business. All right. So anyway, that's one of the big things that's new in 2018, and I'm committing to doing it for at least the first quarter. So at least 3 episodes, we're going to do that, and then we'll reevaluate and see how it's going. See if you guys like it. Is it giving you value and stuff like that? All right. So listen, as I wrap this up, if you found value in the podcast in 2017 and stuff like that, I'd really appreciate it if you went to iTunes and gave us a review. And I'd also appreciate it if you brought a friend, okay? Forward a link to the show to somebody else. Take a shot of you listening to it on your car, where it shows you what show you're listening to. If you're plugging your phone in or whatever, take a screenshot, put it on Instagram, and tag me at The Contractor Fight, or on Facebook, just like my buddy Nick Slavic did, who's a painting contractor in Minnesota. Nick, I appreciate that, man. That was awesome. So give us a review, spread the word, bring a friend, and help level up all the contractors around you. Because listen, as we get better as a group, as a bunch of individuals, as a whole, we get better as well. And we want to help as many people as we can. And finally, don't forget to head to ContractorSalesAcademy.com and see what's going on there. Listen, you can go there. You can schedule a call. Listen, if you're not ready to join, but you want to schedule a call, you can actually get on the phone with me, and we'll see if it's a good fit for you and your team and going into 2018 and all that other stuff. So ContractorSalesAcademy.com. I will see you guys next time on the Contractor Fight podcast. Travis, bring in the guitars and make them loud this time. We'll see you guys.